back here on the game. Next segment, we will get to the Eric Stone Street audio from the Dan Patrick Show. He gave K-State some nice publicity there yesterday. You can't be serious at 5:50, and coming up here in just a moment, this segment, we're going to play part one of the interview with Bruce Weber that we recorded earlier today. He'll speak to the skill set of the newcomers that have been signed, including Ahmad Wainwright. And I realize this again. I was pronouncing it wrong. This is just going to kill me until Mayween has been here long enough. McCall Mayween. I was saying Mowien. McCall Mayween. My apologies to him. Mayween. That name's tough. Ahmad Wainwright and McCall Mayween.
Yeah, what are you putting Mitch and I on the spot for the Chiefs draft picks? And you can't even figure out K-State guys.
Hey, I'm admitting it. This one's been tough for me. This is a difficult one, and I'm not really the best with names either. My play-by-play charts, I got to write everything out phonetically. So it is a trying time as far as pronunciations go with the men's basketball program. But before we get to that, I want to mention this. This is very cool. I just found this during the break. If anybody watched on Netflix last year, Last Chance U, which gained a lot of notoriety and popularity, followed East Mississippi Community College, just basically a JUCO season, what went on there. Apparently, now they have season two coming up this year. It's going to be East Mississippi again, but they're looking at filming the 2017 Garden City Community College season. They won the 2016 JUCO National Championship, so they may be the next place that they go. How cool would that be, man? Kansas getting on the map. Netflix series.
It's really pretty amazing how well JUCO programs have done in Kansas.
It is, yeah. I mean, you talk about all the good JUCO programs in Kansas, all the success that they have had. K-State has taken a ton of guys from the Kansas JUCOs over the years. Not a bad place to go. Not a bad place to go at all. I would really look forward to seeing that, and I hope that winds up happening, not only for Garden City's sake, but for our sake. The show was very, very well done. But we got to talk some hoops here. Had a chance to catch up with Bruce Weber earlier today. We'll play part two of the interview, which focuses more on the draft and Wesley Awundu and his prospects. You'll hear that tomorrow. But part one, a lot of talk here about the two newcomers that K-State has signed, both out of the junior college ranks. They got the versatile guy they wanted in Ahmad Wainwright, who is cut from the Wesley Awundu cloth. And then they got a big man that they wanted, a very athletic big man who can shoot, can be a stretch four. McCall Mayween in there as well. He was a former 150 kid coming out of high school and then went the junior college route. So here is where we start with Bruce Weber, just how those guys are going to fit into the equation as far as what they wanted recruiting-wise.
Well, I think the last time we talked, we said one of our biggest need we thought was to get a veteran big guy, somebody that had been through it a little bit, been through the wars, and, we're pleased to get McCall. He, comes from New Mexico Community College, as you mentioned, but he did go to Utah originally out of high school. He was probably a top 125, top 150 recruit. So he was a good quality player coming out of Salt Lake City. And, just an unbelievable story, came over from Egypt when he was young. And, mom was knowing very little English, raised, all the kids and him. And, became a really good player. He gives us kind of what we thought we needed, some versatility with a big guy, not only being a veteran, but somebody that can play a little bit of four. He's got good skills. He shot almost 40% from three. And yet he's got the length, I believe, to go inside and be a factor on the interior also. So we were happy to, really happy to get him. We actually got involved the last couple months. First time I went out there, in New Mexico, Hobbs, New Mexico, not many people go that far. But I just, I kept telling Coach, our coaches, man, he's pretty good. And Coach Fraser went out then and saw him and liked him. I went back and we were fortunate to have a good visit and get him. And then Ahmad Wainwright, obviously Ish Wainwright's brother, very similar to Ish, except probably not quite as tall, but when you look at him, you'll see the definite resemblance, in the face and the looks and the body, the big shoulders, big chest, a big bodyguard is also a little bit older because he was 3 years at the community college and redshirted, He got injured his sophomore year and redshirted, and so he's, you know, he's going to give us again some maturity. And I think the big thing with him when we talked last time was, you know, how do you replace West and Corby? I think Cartier will bring something to the table. Mike McGurl, you know, give us a little bit of combo guard, and then Ahmad gives us a versatile kind of 2-3, maybe even a little 4 if certain teams, certain games. And he was MVP down there. They had good players, guys going all over the place, Texas Tech and some other pretty good quality schools. So, good player. And if you read the, you know, Coach Furr's comment, just kind of did a little bit of everything. He had the 40-point game, and then other games he would, get 6 or 8 and get a bunch of rebounds and assists. So, when I first saw him, I was pretty excited about him. And you got a Kansas City kid that, that's always a positive also.
Talking here with Bruce Weber on the game. As far as next season goes, how much of an impact are you expecting from them right away?
Well, I hope we get an impact, from both of them. And that was one of the reasons, to give us some balance in our classes. I feel really good about our three juniors coming back. They are going to have a lot of minutes logged and starts. And, you start talking to people around the country. People are talking about, one of you get Cam and Barry, two of the better returning players in the country coming back. And then I think we all know Dean has shown it and can be a really good player. But that's it for our upperclassmen. So Isaiah, was a red shirt but only played the 1 year. So now you add two young men to that, the upper class, at least they're a little older, and I really hope, McCall will give us some versatility. He can back up Dean. He can play some 5, and help Isaiah. And then you got the 2 freshmen coming in. I think it'll ease the pressure on them a little bit to have to produce major minutes right away, and they can kind of ease themselves into it. And the best thing I like, just with both of those guys, Ahmad and McCall, they bring competition to practice, and we haven't had that in a few years. That's going to be really important. And, we got a little taste of it this spring, just Cartier pushing Barry and Kamal every day. And now, you're going to add some other good quality players to that group and hopefully have some competitive practices. And you got a chance to keep improving and get better.
Coach, with DJ being out of the mix now, how much pressure does that add on Isaiah Maurice and James Love to develop a lot over the course of this offseason, considering the fact that these new guys you're bringing in don't quite replace what DJ had in terms of girth and presence in the paint?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big factor. But I think, we all saw Isaiah's development as the season went on. There was times in some of those last games we left him in because he was, producing more than DJ was. Now, it's a different presence. Obviously, as you said, that strength, physicality. But if you remember back, when DJ was a freshman, he struggled making layups. He gets some rebounds, play his butt off, but, he had a long way to go. And just think how far he came over his career. And you saw it with Isaiah in during the season, the improvement he made. And I would tell you this spring has been one of the best springs I've ever been involved with. They've been great, really coachable, really focused. Isaiah already put on close to 17, 18 pounds this spring just since the season ended. So, you see him and, he likes walking around without his shirt right now. So he looks a lot different, a lot better. Dean's gotten bigger and stronger and all the guys. I mean, it's Kamal, that's one of the things we've emphasized with him. He keeps, one of his favorites or, guys he's competed with since high school or growing up is Frank Mason. How do you become Frank Mason? You got to get stronger and bigger and get a little weight on. So, Kamal's really been focused in the weight room and add in some pounds on. And so, I think it's going to be important, you know, these young guys and new guys to help us. But hopefully our main part of our team will be the returning guys. And they had a great finish, great spring. You know, we got to continue that in the summer and the fall.
Talking here with Bruce Weber on the game, you brought up Kamau Stokes, and I know some of us were taken aback by seeing his name in the early entry list for the NBA draft, but do you have an idea of what kind of feedback he got from starting to go through this process?
Well, I think, you know, when Barry talked about it, if you look around the country, I think hundreds of guys put their name in, and it used to be you could only do it one time in your career, and a lot of times guys waited till before their senior year, after their junior year, just to get some feedback, maybe get a workout, get some exposure. Now with the rule change, I mean, you know, Barry, Kamau, all these guys are looking around, seeing their buddies doing it. So, you know, jump on in. It doesn't hurt anything. You know, they all, obviously everyone has a dream of being an NBA player. And, you know, if you can get some, any kind of feedback or, maybe get, you know, fortunate to get a workout or something, I think it helps. Get a feel of where you're at. But I think the big thing, all the things we've told Kamau, now when he gets a little bit of feedback from the NBA people we know and have talked to, almost, I don't want to say every club, but a lot of clubs have called us about West, and then we, you know, get a chance to talk to him about our other guys. They're telling him the same thing, but now it's coming from a different voice. And, you know, so I think that helps him understand what they're looking at. He's got to get bigger and stronger. He's got to get a little more efficient with his turnovers and become a better leader. I thought he made some steps this year, and then be a little more consistent three-point shooting. He was off to a great start, and then when he hurt his toe, after Iowa State game or whatever, at Iowa State, you can just look at his three-point numbers. They weren't very good down the stretch. So hopefully had a great spring, really worked at it. I think you'd be surprised by looking at him, too, his development with his body.
Did Dean Wade have any interest in going through this? I mean, I'm an untrained basketball eye, but just looking from the outside in, it would seem like he might have the best shot at the NBA just because of his size and skill set.
Yeah, I didn't even bring it up to him. I didn't bring it up to those guys. I think Dean's just happy being a college student and enjoying the spring and the workouts and I think he has a goal, obviously, of becoming an NBA player, and I think he's got a good feel of what he needs to do, and he, in his mind, probably not ready, but made some strides. Now make another big step and hopefully feel a lot more confident here going into his junior year.
All right, there's part one with Bruce Weber. We'll play part two tomorrow on the show. That went more in-depth about Wesley Iwundu's NBA chances, how likely it is that he will get drafted, and what kind of impact that could have on the K-State men's basketball program. We've got You Can't Be Serious in 10 minutes, but coming up, Eric Stone Street gave K-State some nice pub on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday. The audio is coming up.